Chapter 2. Every question, it is often said, has two sides, and we should listen to both. But a great many questions which confuse us today have more than two sides. Whenever we force a problem, which contains various shades of gray, into a rigid pattern of black or white, we create a serious block to sensible thinking. As seen in the following example, such blocks can happen in all kinds of discussions. Women are bad drivers, says Mr. Yamada, thinking about how much it will cost to repair the newly scratched fender of his expensive car. His friend, Miss Tanaka, disagrees. You're wrong. They're good drivers, better than men. What are the facts? Statistics of accidents show that in some ways women are better drivers than men, and in others, worse. Women probably scratch more fenders, but kilometer for kilometer have fewer serious crashes involving fatal injuries. So, as it stands, this debate is meaningless. Entertaining, perhaps, but without profit. Such arguments are often useless because, though both sides claim to be right, neither can be completely right nor completely wrong. Our world is full of similar discussions, which are falsely based on this simplistic kind of black or white, for or against, this or that only argument structure. No doubt you have heard plenty of these discussions. City living versus country living, amateur sports versus professional sports, small business versus big business, and so on.